and sit right there. How's that? Okay. Everybody have a seat. All right. I want you to guess what I am. A builder. Do I look like one? Matt, can you hire me, Matt? Do I look like a builder? Well, I was hoping you would say that. Man, that's a good answer. One of the things we're doing at our church and have been doing for 2 or 3 years is remodeling our church facility. How many of you? The children's area looks a lot different, doesn't it, now? And the youth area, and we've been rebuilding, but right out here, we are rebuilding the offices and a little gathering room and a Sunday school classroom. And Matt, I guess this is going to be something over there. And this is a tape measure, and I really don't know how to use it, but I see Matt in there going, is that what it is, that measure stuff? And but anyway, this is going to be so nice when we get through with it. After church, people will be able to fellowship out there. There will be offices. There's a Sunday school classroom. But one of the things that I love about our church is how people work. And Mr. Matt has been leading the work crews that are here, and they don't ask for my help because they don't want my help. But I hear they're going to be taking down sheetrock. Is that what it is? We're going to be taking down sheetrock, and we might could use some men and women to help do that. Is that right, Greg? So if you can help take sheetrock from here that is torn down and put it in the dumpster, is that right? That is a way that you can be a part of helping our church get this completed. Now, my name wasn't on the list. Do you not want me to help in doing that? Pray for us? Well, I'm going to do that. But you know, these kids, you are the church. You're workers. Everybody needs to have a job and do something. And we're fixing to be in the book of Nehemiah. And one of the things I love about the book of Nehemiah is the people had a mind to work. Listen to what it says here. It says in Nehemiah verse 6, it says, at last the wall was completed to half its height around the entire city. Now listen to this. For the people had worked with enthusiasm. And I just love our church because they have worked to remodel and redo. There's a couple ways you can help out. You can pray. I give a little extra money every week that we need people to do that, to finish the project. But a church that is alive and a church that is growing is a church that's working. When you don't have anything to do, when you don't have anything to improve, guess what? More than likely, you're dying. So we want to be a church that's growing. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. I pray you'd be with them. I pray, Lord, that you would help them to understand that even as a kid, they have a job to do in our church. And I thank you for every one of them. I thank you for Mr. Matt that's working so hard. And may our people help him. May we give. May we serve. May we work. In Jesus' name, amen.